in for the seventh day of Av, for Zion Av, we are beginning the fourth chelik of Tanya, which is called the Geret HaKadosh, a collection of letters that the Alter Rebbe wrote to Hasidim on various occasions. The first letter was written on the occasion of the completion of the Shas, the Chilukei HaShas, when all the entire Shas was completed collectively by the Chassidim throughout the world. Igeret HaKedesh, Aleph, in the English Tanya, it's on page 390. Pesachim beBracha, we begin with a Bracha. It is traditional to open with a blessing. To bless and to praise God for His goodness. Shmua teva shoma vatechi nafshi. My soul heard good tidings and it was revived. Ein teva la teva, and good, it refers only to teva. Teva Hashem temima, the teva of God which is perfect and whole. Zu hashlomas kol hashas kulei. The complete Teda, meaning the completion of the entire study, of the entire Shas, Bezei Vayodeis and Minyonim Me'anash. In most cities and most Minyonim where Hasidim live, Me'anash Anshei Shleimenu. Haydo al Ha'ovar Ubakosha al Ha'osid. Gratitude for the past and a request, a plea for the future, that Koi Yitain, the Kay Yesif Hashem, may God give and may God increase La'amet Libam Bigibedim, to strengthen the hearts of those among the strong, among the Gibedim, Midei Shana Bishana Bigvura Shel Teda, every year with the strength of Teda, that we should be able to do this again every year. Ulahidi Alevne Adam Gvurasa Shel Teda Shabalpeh V'Kay Cha'ez, and to let know, make know to the people, the strength of Teda, of the oral Teda, and its power. Peter Shlomo HaMelech. So to make that known, Shlomo HaMelech explained, Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalim, on the pasuk Chagra Be'ez Masneha, she girds her loins with strength. That's from the Eshet Chayil. So Shlomo HaMelech explains that Masnayim, that strength is connected to the loins, to the legs. Mosnayim hem dover hamaymit kol haguf. The legs, or the thighs, are what give strength to the entire body. It makes the entire body stand up. Im hazei shanitza ve'imed aleihem, including also the head that stands on top of them. So the head stands by the strength of the legs. The legs also take the person and bring him to his desired goal, his desired place. And just as it is with the physical body, the same is true also in spiritual, in the godly soul. The true emuna, the true faith in the oneness of God, the Iyu Memale Kolalmin, the Savior Kolalmin, that He fills the world and He surrounds the world, the Lef Asar Poni Minei Lamaila Adin Ketu Lamata Adin Tachlis, and there is no place devoid of Him. He is in the highest of all levels and the lowest of all levels, the Chen Ladalit Sitrin, and also in the four directions. Everywhere there is God, the Vechinas Ein Seif Mamesh, and all of this is infinite. The expansion and the expression of God is infinite in all directions. V'chein b'b'china shono v'nefesh k'neida. And this is not only in terms of space that God is everywhere, but God is everywhere also in terms of events, in terms of time, shono, and also in every level of soul, in every human being, no matter what condition he's in, God is there. Olam, Shona, Nefesh are the three dimensions of the world. Time, space, and life. Souls. So Hine, Emunazu, this faith, in the oneness of God, that God is present everywhere equally and infinitely. This emunah nikra b'shem b'chinas masnayim. This is called the legs, because it's dover hamaymed umekayim es hazeh ishu haseichel, because it is the strength that gives stability to the head, which is the intelligence. Hamesbeinen umaymik das b'gdul haseim sev baruch hu b'chinas eilam shana nefesh. The person with his seichel, which contemplates and thinks deeply into the greatness of God and all three levels of Olam Shana Nefesh. And because of God's great kindness and wonders that He performs for us, Am Kadeve, His dear and close people, and in order that we cleave to Him literally, as is known from the statement, 1 hour of tshuva in this world is better than all the time in the world to come, because the world to come, shehu rak ziv ha'oza, the pleasure in the world to come is from a ray, a shine, mibechina hanikra shechina, a ray or a shine of that part of God that is called shechina. And it's called shechina because it is hasheichin, it's indwelling. It's the part that fits into creation. The Nivra biyud echad mishmei yisbarech. And it's created from one letter, from a little yud, from God's name. So it's a finite part. Aval tshuva maisim tevim mekarvim yisrael la'avim shabashamayim mamish lemuhusei v'yatzmusei kiviyachol v'chinas ein seif mamish. Good deeds, or tshuva, here on earth, bring the Jew much closer to his Father in heaven. It connects him to God's essence. God's Hayd, the glory of God, is on heaven and earth. But Vayorem Keren Li'ami. But to his people, he gives the Keren, he gives the actual, the glory is merely a shine, a reputation. But the actual godliness, the keren, is given to the Jews. Or as we say in the bracha, Asher kedishanu b'mitzveisa v'tzivanu, He commands us and sanctifies us with His commandments. And as we learned earlier in Tanya, kedishanu b'mitzveisa is like kiddushin, where we become wholly sanctified to God through the mitzvahs. U'kemayim haponim. And it's also the reflection of the face in the water, that God's love for us is reflected back to Him, that from this contemplation, when we realize and contemplate God's love for us, then we give birth from this awareness to a love and a fear, either born out of the intelligence or generated by the intelligence, but a love that exists in the heart of every Jew by nature. And we reach a state that is described as calling out, crying out to God. Or in different words, a flaming fire that yearns to be with God. And then there's a settling where the neshama settles back into the body. Because of the fear of God in his heart, the leveish migdulase, and also a deeper kind of a fear that is shame. He's embarrassed by God's greatness. And that is the idea of the left hand pushes away. With the right hand we draw closer to God, and with the left hand we push ourselves back in the shuv, back into the acceptance of the yoke of mitzvahs. As it says by Matan Torah, describes this fear that the people saw and they were moved and they stood from a distance. And this describes the arms and the body as they are reflected in the soul. In other words, the soul's arms. The soul's arms are Ahava and Yira, love and fear. So the basis of all this, the arms and the head, they're all supported by the legs, which is in the neshama, the emuna. The emuna is the foundation and the stability behind one's understanding of God's greatness and one's feelings towards God, either love and or fear. In today's Hayim Yom, for the 7th of Av, Zayin Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that Igeres HaKedesh Pesach Bibracha, the letter, the holy letter that begins with Pesach Bibracha, which we just learned today, is Nichtiva Soda Shonim Kedem Ksivas Igeres Katenti. It was written 10 years before the Alter Rebbe wrote the letter Katenti, which was written after the Alter Rebbe came back from the imprisonment in Petersburg.